talk Storm Football, Indoor Football League, and there's another professional indoor football league that's not too far away from Sioux Falls. It's, you know, Sioux City is in it. Wichita is in it. Omaha is in it. All teams that played Sioux Falls in the Indoor Football League. It's the Champions Professional Indoor Football League. And the commissioner, in fact, who used to work for the Sioux Falls Storm, he's the commissioner, James Bain, here on the Fan Line. Commissioner, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Always enjoy enjoy talking the business of indoor football with you.
And you know what? And, you know, even though we don't hear a lot about what's going on with the Champions Professional Indoor Football League, because, of course, you guys is based further south of Sioux Falls, and we don't really hear about it. And I guess the biggest thing, remind us the difference between the two leagues, the difference between the IFL and the league that you are the commissioner.
Boy, I mean, I think the big difference that as it's shaken out kind of through the season has just been the, Midwest travel. Our teams are within hours of each other. Our furthest east team is Bloomington, Illinois. Another team that was in the IFL, and our furthest west is Wichita and Salina, Kansas. And then we've got seven or eight other teams mixed in there. And so you can tell how easy road trips are in this league. So that's the big difference.
How about the pay? Do these players get paid in the Champions Indoor Football League?
They do get paid, and they can make as much as a player in the IFL, so salaries are basically the same. We're very similar in that respect.
So how come Sioux City and Omaha and Wichita then decided really that the Champions Professional Indoor Football League was a better fit for them rather than the IFL?
I think it just came down to travel and finances. You know, the one thing that, you know, I look back at when we talked before the season and some of the goals we had going in. You know, our big goal was getting the expense side of indoor football under control, and I think we've done a good job at that. We have other challenges, but that one goal we've really worked hard on it and accomplished that goal, and so I think that's what it came down to, is just the focus on the expense side of things was attractive to this league, or an attractive part of this league.
He's James Bain. He's the commissioner of the CPIFL. Of course, James used to work at the Sioux Falls Storm, and you learned a lot. And then you went down. You were at Wichita, too, for a while, right?
Yeah, I was there for 3 years, helping get that franchise going the right direction, and great experience there as well.
Wow, well, they're 9-1 in your league. You must have done a pretty good job for him down there.
Well, I didn't coach. I didn't recruit, but they're doing fine, and right at the top of the league.
I want to ask your reaction on this, James, because, you know, when you're in this industry, I can only imagine that, you know, being the commissioner of this league is not an easy job, and you're doing everything that you can to continue to show people that it's a solid quality product. But when you get somebody like Omaha that says, you know, we want to offer Tim Tebow a contract for $75 a game, you hear something like that. What is your reaction, knowing that it's coming from a franchise in your league?
It was the goofiest thing ever. I was so sick of hearing about Tim Tebow about a day into that thing. I guess it got him publicity, so it's fine. I guess it's hard to say that I didn't want him, because it would have been cool, but it completely unrealistic and a lot of wasted time from people wanting
to talk
about it.
So you just kind of laugh it off and roll your eyes and say, that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you do eventually, but when people, like, want to talk about it, like, oh, my goodness. People, like, honestly thought it was realistic, and it's hard to explain to people that, no, he can make a lot more money doing a lot of other things.
Give me a commissioner's view on your season so far. You guys are, what, 10 games in, 9 or 10 games in? Your season runs about the same as the Sioux Falls Storm. Give me a commissioner's view on how it's gone.
Yeah, you know, we talked about the positives and our goals of getting the expense side under control. You know, some things that we need to work on is now we need to focus on the revenue side, and we need to get teams really focused on selling sponsorships and selling tickets. The other thing that we have to work on is I'd like to see more parity in the league. I think you look at our, you know, top four or five teams, they're very good. They would fit in very well with the IFL as far as talent level, being competitive, competing for playoff spots. You know, our bottom four or five teams, they got to get it going. And so I think that's another, you know, focus we have for the year. But, I mean, overall, I think everybody's happy, and we've got a model that teams can make money. But we've got to start focusing on that revenue side as well.
You know, I think the folks in the IFL could say the same thing that you just said. You know, they may be a little top-heavy in their divisions and trying to get their bottom, the teams that are in the bottom of the league there to try to step it up a little bit.
Yeah, you know, when I look at the IFL standings, they're, I mean, we have one team that's winless, another team with one win. I think we have another team with, you know, two or three wins, and the IFL, I think they've done a great job, and obviously the, you know, not the total domination by Sioux Falls that they've seen in the past, but there's a lot of, well, that Sioux Falls division, what, three or four teams fighting for a couple playoff spots?
Yeah, Cedar Rapids and Chicago, yeah.
We don't have that. Yeah, so that's one thing that they have, teams fighting for playoff spots. We don't. Our playoff spots are basically set with most teams have two or three games left. So that's not a situation. You want the playoff race to go right down to the end in a perfect world, but you know we won't be there this year.
As the commissioner, have you had to fine anybody? Had to suspend anybody? I mean, that's what the commissioner does, you know, in the league.
Yeah, you know, fining and suspension, that stuff plays right to my weaknesses. I'm good at, you know, a lot of things, spreading the business, but that is one of my weaknesses. I do not do conflict well. I do not do controversy well, so I have, but it has been the least favorite part of the job, that's for sure.
I had to ask that question because it always seems that's what commissioners do. They take the next thing and say, all right, $50.
Oh, that's
that'll
funny.
Be 10 grand.
Oh,
that's two games.
I'm crying over here.
That's pretty good. Do you think that the CPIFL will have expansion in the near future?
Yeah, we for sure will. Into next year, we've got some markets that are very serious about coming on board with us. So yeah, you know, we're excited about that, and always looking for partners that fit in well with what we're trying to do and the goals we have and the direction that we're taking the business of indoor football.
Well, we're certainly watching it from up here, James. You know, when you got four teams that used to play Sioux Falls and they're doing their thing in the CPIFL, it's just kind of interesting, and we're just kind of watching what you do. We wish you well down there, James.
Thank you. It's always fun to talk about the business side. I think the business side of it gets, you know, overshadowed sometimes, but it's not as sexy to talk about as on the field, but it's fun to do that every now and again.
We promise we won't bring up Tim Tebow anymore for you. How's that? Hey, James, thanks for the time. Great talking with you. Wish you well. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate it, guys.
There he goes.
Thanks, Tim.
James Bain, he's the commissioner of the Champions Professional Indoor Football League. Wichita, Omaha, Sioux City, Bloomington. You know, they used to be coming to Sioux Falls all the time to play indoor football, but now they're in their own league. Well, we'll see how it goes.